It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Climbs the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now here are your hosts, John Schmelk and Michael Eisen.
Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, presented by Andrew Mark, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Also, go to Twitter, send in your questions to hashtag GiantsChat. We can answer your questions there. We're asking for your bold predictions for the 2012 seasons. You can call in with those or send them to hashtag GiantsChat on Twitter, and we'll talk about those as we move along. You can, of course, listen to this on your Giants mobile app as well. iTunes, Play Store, on Google, all that good stuff. Check it out. Michael Eisen, the beat reporter from Giants.com, is here this morning. Hello.
Hello, John.
So your vacation's coming up pretty soon, right? I decided that's how we're going to open the show here. Michael Eisen's vacation next week.
I have today and tomorrow, and then I am out of here for about 10 days.
Where are you going? What do you got?
Going to Florida. Going to South Beach.
Oh, South Beach. So you're going to hang out with, like, LeBron and Wade and, you know, celebrate the NBA championship down there?
They're going to hang out with me, Joe. Okay? They're going to hang out with me.
All right. It's very quiet around here. The rookies departed last week. And as we get closer to training camp, Michael, I guess we'll start with the rookie class first. How enthused are you based on what you saw during OTAs and minicamp for how big of an impact they can make this season?
Well, as we've discussed previously, it's, you know, hard to make have a strong conviction after a minicamp, I think, because their players aren't in pads until training camp. And even now, the way training camp is constructed with no two-a-days and limited full-pad practices, I don't really think you can start making determinations until preseason games. But based on what we saw in the OTAs and especially the minicamp, you look at David Wilson and Reuben Randall, the running back and wide receiver chosen with the first two selections in the draft. I mean, you saw speed, athleticism. David Wilson is so quick, just explosive through the hole.
And he also looks powerful, though, too. He doesn't seem like one of those, like, light, soft, fast guys.
No. And, you know, he's I think, people think that little running backs, I shouldn't say little, shorter running backs absorb a lot of punishment, but I think they actually get less punishment because they can avoid the big hits. And I think that David Wilson's going to fall into that category. He just seems so elusive. It's going to be hard, to get a good shot on him. And Reuben Randall caught just about everything thrown his way, including punts, although sort of a little unorthodox style at times.
Catch. You mean catching the ball at your knees? Is it how they teach you? No?
So, again, based on the early return, the Giants are going to get some help from their first two draft choices. And, frankly, they really need it. I mean, Ahmad Bradshaw can't carry the ball 500 times this year, and there's a big opening there for the number two running back, who could almost be 1A. And everyone knows Mario Manningham's not here anymore, and Hakeem Nicks might not play until the regular season opener, so there's a huge opportunity for the wide receiver, and Randall showed that he could step in and take advantage of it.
I want to go back to Wilson for a second because I think you made a fantastic point. One guy that I think he reminds me of a little bit is Warrick Dunn, smaller running back who had tons of speed, had a little power too, and he stayed in the league for a very long time because, like you said, he was able to avoid those big hits.
Yeah, that's I think the cliche is all wrong that the small backs take get hit, and you look at small the Danian Tomlinson, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Marshall Faulk, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Frankly, Emmitt Smith wasn't the biggest guy either.
Right, exactly, and I'm not saying David Wilson's going to be that kind of guy, but to me, a big back like Brandon Jacobs takes a heck of a lot more punishment because he can't get out of the way. He doesn't have the elusiveness that a David Wilson has.
Eddie George, same deal. His career just kind of hit a wall, and that was it.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think, you know, even Tiki Barber to an extent. So I think David Wilson, you know, if he can stay healthy, could be a good, productive back for a long time here.
And you mentioned Reuben Randle, and I guess the reason you get so much excitement from Giant fans about this class is in a lot of ways the Giants' top two picks because of the positions that they play. You know, you draft an offensive lineman in the first two picks. Yeah, he's going to help the team win, of course, but a fan's not going to be blown away by, wow, he's really manhandling that defensive tackle on those third down pass rush situations. No. But they'll get to see the running back and wide receiver make plays if they end up being good selections.
Oh, yeah, when your top two draft choices touch the ball all the time, I mean, they're going to be spotlighted a lot. And it's going to be very interesting to see how they progress early because, you know, the Giants have had good rookie classes and have gotten, you know, production out of their first-year players. But I don't know, can't remember the last time we had like a 1,000-yard rush. I'm not saying Wilson will be that, but some guy who really comes in and makes a huge splash like that.
I mean, Hakeem Nicks, I guess, right?
Yeah, Nicks made a nice contribution as a rookie, 700-and-something yards.
Yeah.
So, you know, these guys, you know, again, they stay healthy and they keep ascending from what we saw in the minicamp. And, again, they haven't worn pads yet, but, you know, they have a chance to maybe challenge some of Giants' rookie records.
And one guy that's really been lost in the mix when you talk about the rookies, I think, has been Jaron Hosley, a guy that would have been a higher draft pick had he hadn't had some off-the-field issues. He's a smaller guy, very fast cornerback. He fits perfectly into that slot position. How much of a role do you think he's going to get this year, and is he going to have to earn that role in training camp?
Well, there is no question he's going to have to earn that role, and I say that because if you look at the roster now, John, there are 10 cornerbacks that, who can play. I mean, you're talking obviously Corey Webster and Terrell Thomas. They're probably 1 and 1A right now.
Prince
Amukamara, Jerron, and then you got guys like Michael Coe, Justin Tryon,
Bruce Johnson,
Dante Hughes, Bruce Johnson,
Brandon Bing,
Antoine Molden.
Yeah,
I mean
that's
got
a lot of guys.
You got 10 cornerbacks there, 9 of them with NFL experience, a lot of them with playoff and championship game experience, and now you got Hosley, the third round draft choice. So he is certainly going to have to earn playing time and the chance to make a contribution. Not saying he can't do it, but I think cornerback is his crowd. Thank you, Julie Lavelle, for stopping in the middle of the show. Cornerback is going to be as competitive, I think, as any position we have in training camp. Again, you're talking 10 guys for what may be, what, 5 spots? I think, you know, and there's not as much depth, obviously, at safety at this point. So if one of those guys can help out at safety, you would think that he would have a leg up on the competition or at least maybe have a little bit of an advantage.
In staying on that topic then, do you believe we're going to see much less of that three safety, that quote-unquote Gija three safety package we saw last year from the Giants and much more traditional nickel and dime packages?
Well, I don't know if we're going to see less of the package. I think we may see the package, but just not with three safeties.
Right.
You know, like, for instance, maybe a guy like, to me, Jaquan Williams could play the so-called Deion Grant role. Maybe one of those corners from the cast of thousands we just talked about can play that role. So it's been an effective scheme for the Giants. I don't necessarily think you need three safeties to employ it. You just need a guy to play that role that Deion Grant played.
I also want to talk about the Giants' second-year players because in many ways – the Giants almost have two rookie classes last year. Based on circumstance last season with the lockout, injuries, they really, frankly, didn't get a whole lot out of their rookie class besides on special teams with Greg Jones and Sash. Jaquan Williams obviously played a bigger role on defense than the other guys. Mark Herzlich played a role on special teams as well. But their top picks, you got virtually nothing out of Prince Amukamara, Marvin Austin, and Jarrell Jernigan. So the Giants are really almost bringing in two young classes of players here that have a chance to really improve the team and make an impact in 2012.
Yeah, and Jerry Reese has said that. It's like getting three top draft choices in addition to this year's draft class. Now, obviously, Prince Amukamara came on and contributed at the end of the year, played in the Super Bowl, but Marvin Austin didn't play it down last year, and Jarrell Jernigan's a wide receiver who didn't catch a pass. He did have some returns, but he did not catch a pass. So, yeah, you could say that they're almost rookies again. Certainly Austin is. And, you know, if you combine them with the players we've already discussed, it could be a heck of a quote-unquote rookie class, first-year class.
Watching Prince and talking to the coaches, are they pretty happy with the progress he's made in this offseason, A, on the field being healthy, and B, just being in the classroom more and learning the position?
Yeah, well, you know, frankly, I don't think he's been totally healthy yet. They still have been a little bit careful with him because of the foot he broke last year. You know, I think – you know, Prince has made about as much progress as he can in the classroom at this point. He's got to get back out on the field. But, you know, Prince is a very confident young man, and he is not conceding a starting spot to Terrell Thomas. And, you know, I guess Corey Webster, I think, is a lock.
You would think.
In one corner. And Terrell Thomas is certainly the favorite to win the other cornerback job. But Prince Amukamara said he didn't come here to be a reserve. So it's going to be quite, as we mentioned earlier, cornerback, for a lot of reasons, is going to be a very interesting position to watch at training camp.
And then Marvin Austin, a guy who obviously hasn't played in a football game in about 3 years, I guess it is now, once September comes along. Obviously, he comes in, and there was no one really made that many surprises about it. He was a little overweight when he came back into camp this year, but he seemed to work out of that a little bit. He stayed healthy, and you can certainly see the athleticism at work when he's in OTAs and running drills in a minicamp.
Yeah, again, and we'll go back to what we said earlier about not being in pads. I mean, he looked – he got a lot of favorable reviews from the coaches during the minicamp, but he's a guy that's got to put the pads on and do the hard work in the trenches, and I think he can do that. He certainly – you talk about determination. As you mentioned, this is a guy who sat out two full seasons of football. He wants to get on the field and put on a helmet and play. And, I mean, he was a, you know, he had issues at North Carolina, but, you know, everyone said he was a first-round talent that the Giants drafted in the second round. Well, now, you know, if he stays healthy, which we're all hoping, obviously, he'll have a chance to prove that.
And he's a different type of tackle than what the Giants have, than the Chris Canties, the Linville Josephs, the Rocky Bernards, who are really space eaters. They'll stuff the run. Austin really has some pass rush capabilities.
Yeah, he's not as big not as huge. I mean, you look at him compared to Chris Canty, but I think he's probably more athletic than the other guys.
Warren Sapp type of body build, really.
Quick off the ball. So, yeah, he can certainly add another dimension to the interior of the defensive line.
And then the third guy, and I think everyone, not me and you necessarily, but a lot of the fans out there, when they talk about that third wide receiver spot, they discount him. They don't talk about him at all. They talk about Ramsey Spartan. They talk about Reuben Randall. No one seems to bring up Jarrell Jernigan, a player the Giants really liked last year coming out of Troy. And considering there was no offseason, I think the coaching staff in the front office pretty much understood that it would be tough for Jarrell Jernigan to contribute in the passing game last year. That was kind of understood. But it's time for him to make a contribution this year now, having been through a year with the team and being through a full offseason.
No question. And again, we talked about the opportunity created by the departure of Manningham and the injury to Nix, that someone's got to get these reps at training camps at the different wide receiver spots. And, you know, I don't know that Jernigan is really has the size to be a split end type, but he could certainly, you know, maybe share time in the slot there with Victor or play the flanker spot. But, yeah, he's a guy that the Giants are looking to. You know, they've selected so many wide receivers in the second and third rounds, over the last dozen years or so, that just have not panned out as they had hoped. And they're really hoping that Jernigan is going to come through, and Randall are really going to, you know, contribute in a major way.
It's funny, they draft all these guys, and it's the guy they don't draft, Victor Cruz, that ends up breaking out and being a huge factor.
It's exactly right. It's a great point, John, and it's why you have to treat everyone seriously and everyone the same once you get to training camp.
All right, Mike, before we say goodbye here, I want to put you on the spot a little bit. Give me a couple of Michael Eisen bold predictions for the Giants in 2012, things that might happen that maybe fans wouldn't expect, that you could see going down.
Wouldn't expect? Oh, man, I don't know. I do think I'm going to predict that the Giants are going to win the NFC East again, despite the very
bold,
very tough schedule.
And a tough division, too.
And a tough division. I know that everyone is everyone in the division improved and made a lot of substantial additions. But I think the division teams are going to kind of knock each other off. And, you know, like last year, the Giants have been very good against the AFC lately. They went 4-0 against the AFC East last year. This year they play at the AFC North. I just think the Giants will have the advantage, you know, outside the division. I think they'll play well. You know, again, it's so hard to predict what's going to happen down the road, but I'm looking at another NFC East championship for the Giants as Tom Coughlin continues to solidify his Hall of Fame credentials.
Will there be more than one team making the playoffs out of the NFC East?
Yeah, I think so this year. I think the division is so strong that you'll see that.
Who will be the second team?
Oh, man.
I'm putting you right in the spot. Sorry, Isaac.
Yeah.
You're going on vacation. I'm making you work before you leave.
That's
Let's
right.
go.
you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Dallas and Philadelphia making the playoffs.
Wow.
Really. I mean, I just think it's a strong division. You know, you look at some of these. Obviously, the Packers are very good in the North, but I don't know that anyone. You know, the Lions have to show they can do it again. The 49ers, you know, in the West, but who else in the West is going to step up?
No one. You know, the Bears made a little noise last year.
They did. But are you know, are the Bears going to be better than, you know, the Eagles and Cowboys? I don't know.
And how is all the suspensions going to affect the Saints?
How else? Exactly. You know, the Falcons should be very good. I think the Bucks are maybe a year away. Of course, we will have a direct impact on that since we play the NFC South
and
this
the Panthers
year.
Too with Cam Newton. Who
yeah.
knows?
So I think. You know, certainly you look at the NFC, the East is by far, to me, the strongest division from top to bottom, and it wouldn't surprise me if three teams made the playoffs.
I'm with you, Michael. We appreciate the time as
All
always,
right,
my
John,
friend. Enjoy
thank
your
you.
Vacation. We'll catch up with you in a couple weeks. That's Michael Eisen, beat reporter for Giants.com. And that's all the time we have for Big Blue Kickoff Live this morning on Giants.com. We'll see Eisen's mailbag coming off the website tomorrow. Michael and I will shoot that a little bit later today. So make sure you check that out. Fact or Fiction coming your way this week. A whole lot coming your way on Giants.com. Should be a lot of fun. Everybody, thanks for joining us. No show the rest of the week and no show next week for the holidays either. But we will be back the weekend of, I guess that's the 10th, something like that. Nah, whatever. 9th, 10th. The week after the 4th of July. We'll go with that. And, of course, it will be presented by Andrew Mark. And you can listen on the Giants.com or your Giants mobile app. Make sure you check it out. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Enjoy your holiday. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Peace.